Construction has started, but it's still easy to find your way to popular Dubuque Street businesses. Welcome to Iowa City Update, your weekly guide to the programs, projects, and events in our community. Work on the Dubuque Street reconstruction project has already started. This pivotal upgrade includes replacing the aging public infrastructure, some of which dates back over a century. Despite the road being temporarily closed to vehicular traffic, pedestrian pathways and businesses will remain open. In collaboration with Iowa City Downtown District, signage has been installed to guide visitors to their favorite dining, shopping, and reading venues amidst the construction. Along with upgrading the underground utilities, other improvements include pedestrian walkways, roadways, and festive lighting. Visit icgov.org/Dubuque to learn more details and to sign up for regular project updates. Empower your business or organization with eco-friendly initiatives by applying for the city's Climate Action Grant. There's only 1 week left to apply, with the deadline falling on Monday, April 1st. Visit icgov.org/CAG to find application materials and requirements. This funding opportunity was designed to promote public involvement in the implementation of the city's Climate Action and Adaptation Plan. Awards of up to $10,000 are available for nonprofit, community-based organizations, and for-profit businesses serving Iowa City. There's also funding opportunities for students. Head to the website for full details. There's still time to recognize the young people in our community making a significant impact in human rights. The city's Human Rights Commission is accepting nominations for the Human Rights Youth Awards. This annual event recognizes the contributions of youth who have helped to advance human rights causes locally and globally. You have until Friday, April 5th to submit nominations, so now is the time to act. Visit icgov.org/HRYA to access nomination forms and requirements. To keep the awards timely, nominations should be limited to events or activities that have occurred since May 1st, 2023. The awards will be handed out at a banquet held in May. That's all for this episode. We'll see you next time on Iowa City Update.